Are friendships different early versus mid-20s? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Jamila.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Sharon.
For today's episode, we are talking about friendships in our early 20s versus mid-20s, now that we're hitting mid-20s.
We're kind of like that like sweet spot where we could both consider ourselves.
We're not early 20s, Vicky.
A little bit, no.
25 is smack in the middle, bro.
Yeah. I feel like early is like 20 to 22. Mid is like 23 to 26. Late is like 27 to 30.
I think it's 20 to 23. 24 to 26 is mid. 27 to 29 is late. Oh.
So the reason why we thought about this was because we all, obviously all three of us met in our early 20s, like even before that.
Damn, but our relationship, me and Jan's relationship when we were 18 versus when we were in our early 20s, so different.
Yeah, so that's why we want to do this episode, because obviously we grew a lot as people, but we our friendship also grew a lot together.
I'm trying to think about early 20s, that's like third year of college?
No, second year. You turned 21 your third, you turned 20 your second.
I turned 21 my fourth year.
Sharon's third and fourth. We're second, third, and fourth.
Yeah, like normal, you know, within that time.
Yeah, not you're September just... cutoff babies.
Yeah.
Young age, the only thing that's going for me. So let me have it, okay?
Okay. Just remember when everyone went to Vegas for their 21st, you were still stuck. You couldn't go.
I was two.
That's how me and Sharon bonded.
I know. Oh, that was so fun, though.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, I don't know how this is going to go because I don't make friends right now. So... But yeah, I guess we can first introduce, like, because you guys said your dynamic or friendship is different when you guys first met versus now. So we can talk about how things have changed with us too, I guess.
I mean, I feel like me and Vicky, we definitely weren't as close.
Yeah, it was like very superficial. We knew we got along because we had a lot of similarities, but then we never like dug deeper. Like, I probably wouldn't have been comfortable telling her about like sexual endeavors or things like that, you know?
What do you mean you weren't comfortable? We were in the same room.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't be like, hey, Jam, get out the room, you know?
Oh, I mean, you could have. I mean, I remember I closed my door and you and Amy couldn't get in. I feel like our first 2 years were very much, we just met, like, at least for our first year, like, we were roommates.
Yeah. Do you feel like you guys were different when you first met versus, like, living together the last 2 years?
No.
We're always the same? We were close, but we weren't, like, super close straight off the bat.
Yeah, yeah. Our first year, we weren't close. We didn't really get close until we did recruitment coordinator together. So we had to spend nights and days 24/7 together. But it's just like where me and Vicky changed was because we were very like roommates at first. And then it was future circumstances of us being us three together that me and Vicky naturally also got closer. Like if it wasn't for that, I don't know if we could have been like as close.
Yeah, I was thinking that because then second year we didn't live together, but it was just kind of like an unspoken thing that like third year we'd try to room together again. But if that never happened, I don't think we would have been that close.
Yeah, where Sharon's, it was always like we met and then we did RC together and it just like naturally progressed. There wasn't anything that changed.
You guys also had a reason to stay in contact. Like me and Jam would have had to make an effort to like stay in contact.
Yeah, it was like very convenient for me and Sharon to like get closer. That sounds so weird.
I think podcasts helped the most, though.
Our friendship was pretty good before.
Yeah, but I feel like we talked a lot more about, like, ourselves through the podcast. And then we got to know each other a lot better.
The podcast really helped, too, because we did it at the start of quarantine, right? And I feel like that was when we, like, started getting to know each other. And then once quarantine hit, we all had our dark moments. But the podcast set up, like, a really comfortable foundation for us to be able to share at least for me, the feelings that I had. And then I think our friendship became stronger through all the emotional support and emotional turmoil. And now I feel like we're at a stage where we're very comfortable with each other. And like I think one time Sharon or Vicky said like we might even know like what each other is thinking or like how we will react.
But moral of the story, start a podcast.
So our first question is...
What do you mean first question?
Second question. No, that's first question, no?
Next question.
So the next question is, what are the things that you look for in a friendship in your early 20s versus right now?
I think in my early 20s, it was proximity. Now it's connection.
like you would be more inclined to be friends with someone if they were closer to you?
When I was in my early 20s, yeah. Versus now, it's like, I don't mind how far you are. Like, I'll make the travel distance to you if it means that we have a really good connection.
I feel like I might be a little flipped. Because right now, being a new place, so I thought I want to make friends who are closer to me. Because I already have so many friends that I have deeper connections with that I don't feel like, not that I don't want anymore. Like, if it naturally happens, it naturally happens. That's great. But I'm not as much as seeking for it. Versus right now, I'd rather have more friends that are closer to me. Because I don't have a lot of closer friends who are close to me.
Right.
I think early 20s, it was almost more quantity. I knew that if I wanted to be close to you, I can be close to you based off the things that we talk about or like the questions that I prompt. So I think I had more patience. Not that I don't have the time of day, but I also don't care to get to know you like that on a deep level for every single person that I meet. So I'm just more selective, I guess. But my baseline has always been connection.
I think when I was in my early 20s, like college, it was more similar interests, similar hobbies. Do we get along on that surface level? And then now, those things still stand, but it's also, do we have the similar ambition or do we have similar outlooks on what we want our life to be?
I feel like I could, right now, throw me in a room with people, I can pretty much tell who I'm going to get along with and who I'm not going to get along with. But then at the same time, I'm okay with quote-unquote surface level friends because I know if I'm going to connect with you on a deeper level, and if not, I'm not going to try to get it to get there, versus in the past, I feel like I would have. So then in today's day and age, I would be like, okay, cool. Like, we're this kind of friend.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because we've already established that kind of friend.
Yeah. Because I was on a Bumble friend meetup thing, and then I've never been asked this question before, but she was just like, oh, like, what are you looking for?
Whoa.
And I was like, well, I like, first of all, my brain was like, I've never been asked that question before, but I was just really honest. I was just like, I'm sure like you have your best friends and I have my best friends. And I don't expect us to go into this expecting like we're going to be each other's BFFs. But it's more just like, we're both new to this place. We want to like meet people and then find someone to do things with.
Oh,
what did she say?
And then she's like, yeah, I agree.
Well, that's so healthy.
I was like, I never been asked that. But after she said that, and I was like, honestly, that's like my goal of making friends right now. Like, obviously, if it progresses more, that's great. But I'm not going to die. Be like, oh, my God, like, I just don't get why it's like not going as like deep as like it is with like some of my other friends.
Have you guys met people currently? Because knowing that you have really good friends, but other people who want to establish that kind of connection with you? I ask that because a part of me feels bad for people who are like in our age right now, who like never got that chance to connect with someone like that on a deeper level. So they seek for it, but it's so much harder because like a lot of people have already found that connection through college or maybe like first year working somewhere. And so then when you try to like almost penetrate that level with them, it's like harder because they're like, well, I already have these people, so I don't need more. And you're just like outwardly putting more effort into it, and then the other person's like not reciprocating.
No, my vision of friendship is honestly like so skewed, not in a bad way at all, but I feel like because like I met you guys, because I, even the people in our business org, I'm still so close to them. I have these like really solid friendships, and even like some friendships from high school, that when it came to seeing other people who don't have that, then I'm like, huh, like it doesn't make sense to me, like why didn't it happen?
You think if you were anywhere, you would have found like super close friends?
See, I don't want to think about that.
Yeah.
I told you guys, I can't imagine.
I think I would have been a totally different person.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I don't know how I would survive quarantine or COVID if I didn't have you guys. I told you guys that before.
Yeah.
But you don't know what you don't have, right? So like if you never had it, I think you would have been fine.
That's true.
Yeah. It comes back to like there's many different roads to my final destination. It's what I wanted to take. And this was the road that I took.
What if we never met each other?
I think I would have just been a completely different person. I imagine like getting accepted to another school and meeting a different group of people and what that would have led me down.
I know. I'm just like, I can't imagine how I would become. Because the thing is, I already know what my I have a big inkling of what my alternate life would have been. It would have either been at UCI AK Psi or UCI DSP. And it's the same quarter as like So I've been friends with them or the DSP people.
See, that's crazy that you got to meet this opportunity of what you could have been. Like, I have no grasp of alternatives for me. Like, I never met anybody at a different school that I could have went to or, like, things like that. And so, like, this is the only life that I know and this is the life that I like.
I have one potential alternate universe. It's me going having to have gone to, like, BU and never got out of the bubble of white people. And so I could have been whitewashed my entire life.
Yeah. You could have never gotten into K-pop.
That's less of the problem here. This is me just connecting with my Asian roots, bro. This is me potentially having...
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Anyways, that's so off topic.
I know. You guys think that if we met now, we would be friends?
I think me and Jam would have a harder time connecting. I feel like me and Jam work so well because we gave ourselves the opportunity to get to know each other really, really well. So then we like figured out our core was really similar, even though like superficially we're really different. But right now with my mentality, I've been like, Jam is hella different from me. Like, she could be my, like, you know, have fun friend, but it would take a couple tries to even get to the deeper level.
Yeah.
But I think Sharon and I, we could have probably. Because we still met in a later time in college. Still our early 20s though.
But I feel like right now, Sharon is not super open to meeting new people. So I don't know.
That's true too. Maybe she wouldn't have liked either of us. And I would have been too scared to approach her.
I'm not a mean person.
You just have an RBF.
I think for me, it's less about, oh, do I believe that we could have gone there? It's more of, I'm stubborn in that way of like, I already make an opinion before giving it a shot. There's a lot of times even like, oh, I don't want to go out. I'm not going to have fun. And then I end up going out and having so much fun, right? So I need to eliminate that first blocker to begin with, where I feel like my blocker would have been, Jam's too much, you know, like that kind of thing. Or like, Vicky's too mean. Or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Once I eliminate that blocker, I think it would be fine. But the barrier to entry right now is probably a lot higher.
Do you think that's the case because you have us, though? Like, what if you didn't have us? Would you be more open to trying to seek for more friends? I feel like I probably would be a little more open to building a deeper connection with people if I didn't have you guys. Actually, I don't know. I have my sister, so like...
I think right now, even with you guys, I would be down to like make new friends. It's just the past 2 years, I was less inclined because I had bigger problems than wanting to make friends, you know?
Yeah.
So if I'm like in a pretty stable, everything, whatever, and the opportunity presents itself where I can meet people, I feel like I would be down.
I feel like the biggest reason I'd make new friends now too is within my hobbies, so that I can have people to do my hobbies with.
Mm. Okay, you know how earlier, was it you or was it Vicky that said, oh, you don't know what you're missing out on because you don't know what you don't know, right? So I feel like if I meet you guys and my standard of friendship wasn't so raised by like college friends, I feel like I'll always be craving something or hoping for something, but I wouldn't know what it is.
Really? You think even if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have met? I think you would have been fine on your own.
I think so too. I think you're giving us more credit than we deserve, but I'll take
no.
it.
No.
I think I've been smiling. Like, I've been alive. Like, sure, of course.
That's not what I was going for, but okay.
But I just literally don't know. Like, I can't imagine anyone else being my emotional support during the time where I like really needed it.
This should have been a question. Is it not a red flag, but like, what if you meet somebody? Let's say we're all single. Let's say we meet a guy and we like them, but like they don't seem to have super close friends.
I feel like it's case by case because it's like, what if they're just really awkward? Like, I know that's not our type. Like, imagine like a CS geek who like is only on their computers all the time and they're like really sweet, but they're just so socially awkward that like they can't make friends. There's someone who's that someone's type. So that's not a red flag. That's just they're socially awkward.
I was just asking a simple question and you just freaking spun a web. No. That's not what I'm asking.
What are you asking? Like, us personally meeting?
Like, I don't know. Maybe even for example, I didn't know was that, but like, he seems like a fine person apart from his red flags, but it doesn't seem like he has like super close, tight knit friends.
Here's the thing, I put our friendship on S tier. I'm like, no one else can have the same thing. So, so if they don't have to what it is, then I'm like, you know, that's acceptable because we aren't the standard. We're above the standards, you right. know?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Not even that. They don't even have the A tier.
It's literally is what we're talking about.
He has close friends, but he just like getting there.
I feel like because of him, I can see it acceptable now. Like, oh, I can see why you don't have friends. Because I think before knowing like scenario, I would have been like, that's really fucking weird why you don't have friends.
Wait, hold on. Guys, there's a difference between you don't have friends. This guy has friends. No, you just have close friends.
Okay, that's like close friends, you know, like ride or dies, you know. But then after hearing that, I'm like, okay, like you spent most of your energy trying to build your career, so I can understand it. Versus before, I've been like, what reasons would you have for not having ride or dies? Okay, a question I've been trying to ask is like, do you think your love languages are the same in a friendship than it is a relationship?
Absolutely not.
No. Can you do first two in relationship versus first two in friendship?
My first two in relationship is quality time and physical touch. But in a friendship, I would say it's quality time. I don't know what the second one is, but it ain't physical touch.
Don't touch me. My answer is exactly the same. I don't know if I can't associate love languages with friendship.
I would say maybe if I had to, quality time and words of affirmation.
Oh, really?
But like what I mean by words of affirmation is not like, oh my God, Jamila, you are a great friend kind of thing. It's more like me recognizing what like the friend has done for me and the friend recognizing like what I have done for them. So I don't know if that's words of affirmation, but like if I had to choose.
It's quality time, physical touch, acts of service, words of affirmation. Gifts. Oh, and gifts.
I feel like I would value like gifts from friends more than my significant other. Write that down.
I'm just kidding.
I value it too.
Yeah, because I feel like I remember in college here and there whenever like the other person would go out, we'd be like, oh, maybe like Sharon or Jam would want like a bread because we're like going to UTC for that. And so I'd be like,
cute.
I'd be like, oh my God, my friends. And I would like actively post that. But then if my significant other did something, I'd be like, okay, thanks.
Jam's really good at that. Cause like what? There was one time where I had food poisoning and you got me Gatorade and soup. And then there's another time I was on my period and you got me the like, rice cracker stuff from Trader Joe's and you don't even have a car or like, I think, I was like, what the, how'd you even get those? Like stuff like that. And then even when I moved to Seattle, maybe it's because you were staying with me long term, but you got me a housewarming gift or like bowls. Like I think you're naturally really good at that. I'm kind of not because I procrastinate and don't know what to get people. And so I just don't. So sorry.
It's like the people I care about, then I like.
Yeah.
Would want
to.
I mean, make a great girlfriend, guys.
You just gotta date her, be the right person to date her, shape up people. I still feel like access service and quality time would still be my top two for friends and relationship.
Access service in a relationship, like, oh, I can come pick you up at the airport, like that.
Yeah, or like great example is buying me coffee.
Okay.
Like, without me asking.
Okay.
See, is that acts of service or is that gifts?
Yeah, acts of service is like, hey, I noticed I'm doing laundry right now. I noticed your basket was out. Like, you want me to do yours? It's like that.
Yeah. Well, I guess like it's like knowing that I get up every morning to make coffee, but then you did it for me. Like, you set it up for me. Things like that. Like, that kind of acts of service. And if you guys did it, I'd be like, oh my God.
Oh, okay.
Like, especially like dishes or like laundry, if you guys said that to me, I'd be like, you guys are literally the best friends, you know. Or like little simple things, like I do this to my sister a lot, is if I'm gonna fill up my water bottle, I'll walk to her room and be like, do you need your water bottle filled? I'm on my way, might as well help you, but I thought about you, you know. Like, if somebody did that to me, I'll be like, MVP.
Oh yeah, we just haven't been physically with each other in so long that
we can't do these things. Yeah,
I think I like receiving acts of service, but I don't do it. I receive acts of service, but for me it's like I remember small thing. I mean, I guess like gifts, small gifts.
Yeah, more of a physical thing. Yeah.
But definitely physical touch in a friendship is
that. Yeah, it's I hold you guys' hands sometimes, or like I cross my hands with you guys.
We're getting better.
Yeah, I can do it to people. I don't like it being done to me.
Oh, I can see that. Damn. I like when people notice the little things. That makes me giddy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, friends, obviously it matters too. Like, if you guys were like, oh my God, that looks good or something. But it's also like when a guy like knows small things, like you dressed up more or is like you put on a nicer outfit. You can take that out. That's not friendship at all.
No, but sometimes it's like when a guy friend compliments, they're like, oh, your hair looks good. Oh. Or like, today you look nice. I'm like, oh, that's really nice of you.
Actually, yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. When it's like, oh, you look nice. Or it's like, your newly cut hair, your newly dyed hair looks good. Yeah. I appreciate that.
It depends who you're getting it from.
Yeah.
I can only be okay with it because Nico does that to me sometimes. And I'm like, I appreciate that. Because he like doesn't do it often. So when he does it, I know that he means it. So I'm like, damn, okay. I'll wear this more often because it fits me more.
Damn, I don't think any of my guy friends have done it. So it's also weird if they ever do it to me now.
Oh, well, really? Like, what if Ryan was like, oh, Jam, I like that like jacket.
No, I would never.
I could see Ryan saying that.
I would be like, Ryan, what do you think of this jacket? I think I'll have to ask him. He's like, oh, it looks pretty good, my bad. But I'll be like, dude, Ryan, where'd you get this? It looks good. Like, he would never initiate it. I can't think of a single guy in my life that would initiate. Hey, you look good. That's so weird.
Why? That'd be sweet. You can imagine it for some people, but then for others, it'd be like, what the fuck? Oh, actually, maybe if like, you dyed your hair and it was like noticeable, it'd be like, oh, like, you dyed your hair. It all looks nice. Maybe like, okay, but like, if it depends on the content. That's not the point. Should we move on?
Yeah, we're so off topic right now, but it's fine.
Okay, next question is, how do you define your friendship? Do you have different tiers?
I don't know if I have tiers, but I have different groups of friends for things.
I definitely have like different levels.
Yeah, I don't like to rank levels because I believe that like if we both put in the energy, they could all be around the same. But it's like I have friends that if I just want like a chill time, like we're just gonna hang out and like eat and it's just a good time, whatever, then I would go to them for that. Or like friends that I'm like, I feel like you would be like fun to club with and things like that, you know, those friends and like random things. And then there just so happens that there's certain group of people like, hey, you guys, where I literally like could do all of those with, you know.
I have tiers,
levels.
Because to me is like levels is like how well they know me and how comfortable we both are with each other. And if we're like each other's go-to people, like obviously you guys are here, then it's like a pyramid. Like there's the tip, and the second level is kind of like basically most college friends, like that level of friendship. Then you have like your third tier, which is like you guys are close, you guys hang out once in a while kind of thing, but it's not like you guys are go to each other. That's kind of like some of my high school friends. Then the last one's like acquaintances.
I definitely have tiers, but I also have friend group. But then ultimately, like, I would do everything with them.
Yeah, same for me. It's like all the people in those level, I could do everything. But it's just for me, there's different levels because there's different levels of closeness. And it's not only like from my end, it's also from their end. They also have their S tier friends. They also have their best friends. And that's fine. We mutually acknowledge that this is where our level of friendship is.
Maybe I just don't have that many friends.
Yes, you do.
No. But like anyone that I consider a friend, I wouldn't mind hanging out one-on-one with. And I think there's a potential to get to a very deep level if we gave it the chance. Versus like you might have certain people that you're like, I wouldn't hang out one-on-one with you, but I have friends. We're friends, you know?
Okay, next question. Do you guys have more friends now or less friends now?
I like to think I have more friends now.
I have more close friends and more friends in general just because I've made the effort to make new friends in LA.
I think I just have really good friends now that I consider friends versus before that I was like so many that I'm like, I don't know if I'd consider you a friend. You're just proximity.
I want to meet new people.
You want to?
I do.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I guess there's a difference between you want to meet new people or make friends.
But it's also like, okay, maybe this is like a different world, but I know there's creators out there who meet other people through their work. Like, for example, Whitney Simmons and Libby are like BFFs, but they met through like Gymshark. Or there's people out there who meet in their space. So I have hope that I can meet people eventually down the line through like what I do and stuff. And I think that's cool. So yeah.
See, I have one friend that's like that. And it's like, it's nice that you guys have the same similar topics.
Yeah.
I feel like you just got to pick up a lot more hobbies or a lot more things, and it makes it easier to find more people.
I just meet people through other people. I don't do the bringing to people. Oh, next question is, do you think it'll change for late 20s? You think you guys will have more friends, less friends? You know what my concern is? Oh, sorry, this is so random. You know how people, when they get married, they have a whole line of bridesmaids? I probably have like three.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That means that the other person has to match it.
Well, I don't think you need a lot, right?
You don't.
Well, you got to match in both ends. So, like, if he wants Hella, then you're kind of fucked.
No, see, in my head, it's like my bridesmaid is like my wedding team. I will only want my wedding team of people that I know is capable of releasing my stress.
Oh. So who would you guys pick for your maid of honor, huh? No, I'm just kidding.
You guys could be each other's because you guys wouldn't be mine.
Oh, you have your sister.
I was going to say I wouldn't want to be maid of honor. That's too much work.
Yeah. Then I know who my maid of honor is.
Me?
No, the thing is, I will help, but like, yeah, you could take maid of honor.
Jam, don't pick me for your maid of honor, please.
Oh, Vicky, you want me for
I'm just kidding, just
you
kidding.
You both just don't want to plan?
Wait, can you just have two
if
maid of honor?
If you do ask me to be maid of honor, just I need at least 8 months.
Well, good thing I'm still single.
All right, next question.
Wait, we didn't answer that first.
Oh, wait, we didn't even answer it. Sorry. We didn't answer. Do you think you'll change for late 20s?
I think I'll same level or less. Like, same amount or less.
I wouldn't be surprised if I had more friends. I just don't know how many would be hella close.
Yeah. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if I have more because I will have an SO and I will know their friends.
I think I would like to think I have more quality too.
How do you think maintaining friends in your early 20s versus mid 20s are different?
I feel like early 20s, it was a lot more in-person hangout time. The whole proximity thing too. You have to really hang out to get to know them and then establish your friendship. I feel like now the friendship is maybe like we're all more grown up now. It's okay that we don't see each other as much, but we could still have that friendship.
I will say there's way more effort that you need to put in now versus before. Because before, like, especially if you guys went to the same school and stuff, it's so easy to be like, maybe we have the same classes. We have like an hour gap or 2 hour gap. So like, let's grab lunch together. But then now it's like you actively have to make those plans. I had two high school friends that we were trying to grab dinner for. And it took us 2 months to come with the plan together. And it's just like you have to consistently like be active about it.
I grabbed dinner with a girl yesterday and I have met, she's one of the first people I met in LA at a party in October, and we finally grabbed food yesterday.
Yeah. I feel like when you make friends in early 20s, you have to be more proactive because yes, you have proximity and all that, so it's easier, but you're so busy making other friends and doing other things versus now there's a mutual understanding because everyone works and stuff. The people that you know you're close with, you don't have to be like, oh, I have to try it. Like, I know I have to try super hard to maintain it. It's like if we go 5 months without talking and we see each other, it'll be exactly the same. But do you have to put in more work? Yes.
Dude, I was just thinking, can we even go through 5 months without talking?
Like, at all? No.
We have too many things to be talking about to not talk for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Maybe like 3 days max. So that was our conversation about friendships between early 20s to your mid 20s. Let us know if you agree. And if you like this, maybe in our late 20s, we'll do a early, mid, and late.
Damn, let's not talk about late 20s. That'd be a wrap out here.
We will see you guys in the next one.
Bye.